This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening. It's another hour of our tribute to veterans. Veterans Day on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Henin. My thanks to Tom Campbell and Hiram Drockey. Rusty Ort joining me in hour number one. Rusty's still riding shotgun alongside me here. We got some folks calling in as well. You got a shout out for a veteran? You can call us at 855-200-1776. A shout out to that veteran that you know, someone in your family, someone in town, someone around. Let us know. Celebrating our veterans today. And we have a very special interview that we will be airing most of this hour as well with Leo McCalkey. And Leo is a fellow I met in Minot recently. Learned that he was on one of the Rough Rider honor flights. Congressman Kevin Cramer was part of an effort that had Rough Rider honor flights going out of Bismarck. There's been a number of honor flights efforts out of Fargo and Grand Forks and Bismarck as well. And Leo was on one of those flights. I was on the flight with him. I didn't know that until recently that we were both on the same flight and had a chance to catch up. He was a gunner on a B-17 in the ball turret. 35 missions, World War II. And I wanted to know if he, you know, I mean, he tells us he was a good shot and might as well be a gunner, right? If I'm a good shot. But, I mean, did he really think coming out of North Dakota that he'd be, you know, literally in the belly of a plane looking down in a B-17? Here's some of our conversation with Leo McCalkey from Minot.
Well, it's not a collapsed turret. It's a round ball underneath. You get in it inside the airplane as opposed to the outside. Otherwise, you couldn't close the door when you got in. And to make a long story short, I was used to go to barnstormers who flew the countryside back in the 30s and early 40s, and they were coming to Bismarck, Man. And I'm from Manhattan. They came and flew people around while they were barnstorming, and I got the bug about flying. I had to fly one way or another. But in 1938, 39, 40, who could afford to ride in an airplane? So when it come time to go into service, I told them I wanted to be an aerial gunner, which they lost a hell of a lot of them during 1940-43 when the Germans were knocking them out of the sky like you wouldn't believe. So they needed cannon fodder. So when I told them I wanted to be an aerial gunner, there was no question I was going to be an aerial gunner, and that's how I got there.
By the way, you have me curious now about the barnstorming. So, you just show up and they take you up in one of these planes or what?
Yeah, they were putting on a show, aerobatics, but you had to pay to go up. And they came quite frequently during the summer to Bismarck, Mandan.
So that's where the bug was all started?
That's where the bug got me, yeah.
Now, but obviously it's a little different in a barnstormer. Over some farm fields versus in the middle of World War II, an effort to save the world. So, but you knew what you were signing up for?
Yeah, I knew. I had a pretty good idea what I was signing up for.
You wanted to be there?
I wanted to be there. Not necessarily in the ball turret. I wanted to be an aerial gunner. But when it come time to putting the crew together, nobody wanted the ball turret. So I says, I'll take it. And that's how I got it.
And so you're how old when you first find out you're going to head overseas?
I was 18. No, I was 19. I went in at 18, April 1943. I turned 19 in August 1st. And I went overseas exactly 1 year later from when I went in. I moved that fast because they needed cannon fodder.
Are you thinking at the time, I am an American? I am a member of the United States military. I'm going to go do what it takes to do my part to save the country, save the world at this point.
Everybody was going, so I thought I better go too.
I mean, you're thinking that as an 18 or 19-year-old, you're thinking about country first.
Yes, yes. At that time.
Are you worried?
18 years old, how do you get worried? You know, you can lick the world.
So you just had a little bravado, and you're going to go there and do what it takes.
Right.
So when you finally get assigned to this B-17, the normal protocol is what? You're over there. You're part of the mission. What's the standard operating procedure?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
So you're thinking once you get in that B-17 and you're part of that crew, you're going to be there for how long? What would the typical be?
Well, you have no idea how long you're going to be there because you got to go overseas and fly the missions before you know if you're going to come back or not.
And how many missions is typical?
When I went over in April 1944, the number of missions to fly was 25. Okay. So it got to 24, and they boosted it to 30. Oh, you can imagine what that does to you psychologically. You're ready to go home with one more mission to fly, and they tell you, you've got to fly five more. So you got no choice. You've got to fly them. I get to 29, and they boosted another five, and I finally catch them at 35, and that's when they say, okay, you flew your tour. You got one of two choices. You can go over to the South Pacific, or you can go back to the States. Well, you didn't have to ask me twice. I'm not going to the South Pacific. I'm going back to the States. And that's what happened.
I would imagine after 35. Now, as you go back over that 35, that was over what kind of time frame? From the first one to the last one, roughly how long?
The first one was in April 1944. The last one was in the middle, towards the end of September 44.
It's a lot of missions in a short period of time. Do you remember? You remember them?
Oh yeah, most of them. Yeah.
What was a typical mission? What are you doing?
You mean from start to finish?
Yeah. What's your objective? Where are you going?
Well, they're briefing us. Fighters are officers in one group, enlisted gunners in another. Each has their own briefing. Target, bomb, load, ammunition, regrouping with other groups and fighters, and the route that you're going to take to get to the target. So after that's all done and said and done, they get us into the airplanes, we line up, we take off. The worst part of a mission in England was all these airplanes in East Anglia, you know where that is? That's the eastern part of England. And all the bases, air bases are there, okay? And there are hundreds of them now. You're one group, and you're going to take off. There's 6 to 9 airplanes to a one group. No, to a squadron. There's 3 squadrons to a group. That group takes off circling, and it's overcast, and all these other airplanes are doing the same thing. So we had many, many air-to-air collisions because of the overcast that you had. Sometimes the overcast was 5,000 feet. And you're flying through all that, trying to get the altitude where it's clear and still avoid other aircraft that you can't see. So that's what you had to do before we got to the mission.
Sounds like a traffic jam.
Well, it really was when you took off.
Yeah, and then now when you're up, was it common on these missions to take enemy fire?
Well, the minute we hit the coast of Europe, we went on oxygen, and we were at 10,000 feet. Usually the bomb was dropped between 25 and 30,000. By the time we got to the target, it was between 25,000 and 30,000. In order to get to the target, you would fly a certain route to a place they called the IP, which was the initial point. And from that point to the target, there was no evasive action. You flew straight at the target. The fighters disappeared because the anti-aircraft fire was so intense that the fighters wanted no part of it. So they stayed away from us. But the minute we came out of the target, they were right back at us. They hit us before, and they hit us after, but not right on the target, because the target itself has so much anti-aircraft fire.
Fascinating conversation that will continue after a break. We're going to get some of your calls in as well with your veteran stories. I see Jerry in Moorhead and Tim in Bismarck and Parker in Williston, Brian in Fargo, Gary in Lisbon waiting to weigh in. Got a few others off the air with a great stat about B-17 missions. How many B-17 planes went down versus kamikaze enemy pilots that were basically intending to go down, right? Pretty incredible what they faced. Leo McKelkey with us, World War II hero on Veterans.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of knowing CPR and first aid for common hunting injuries.
Things that you can do, like with a broken bone, knowing when to move them, when not to move them. We're looking at an impalement. Never remove anything that's impaled in your body. The big one is heart attack. A lot of people that are out hunting, it's probably the one time of the year that they're exercising, and so they overexert themselves and have a heart attack. In rural North Dakota, 90% of the time it takes an ambulance at least 20 minutes to arrive on the scene. So it's really important that the people that you're hunting with have basic skills of CPR so that they can actually do those compressions and give breath until EMS gets there for you.
To register for a first aid and CPR class, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter, and you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks view them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, over 26 million pieces of glass, and they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms. 701-793-0710.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
And we continue with more of our Thanksgiving Day edition of What's on Your Mind.
World War II bombers had a higher death rate than the Japanese kamikaze pilots did.
Think about that. Leo McKelkey was on one of those B-17s, as was Hiram Drockey and Tom Campbell's dad, who we chatted with last hour. These are great, great stories. We appreciate very much. Tim in Bismarck had a quick shout-out for a veteran. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks to my father-in-law, Arnold Doctor, and, you know, I'm a Freedom Rider from Bismarck, and I want to thank all my Freedom Rider brothers that are vets and friends and family, but One thing, I'm sitting here listening to all these stories, and it's overwhelming to hear them. It's humbling. But one thing that really, really upsets me is the burning of the flag. And I kind of want to know what some of these old vets think about how the younger generation is trashing our flag. And I'd really like to see Kevin Cramer step up to the plate and put some kind of bill out there that there is some kind of action taken against somebody that desecrates the American flag. I think it's a symbol. These men and women have fought for this. And I just think that there needs to be something done to the people that are desecrating our American flag.
It's a good topic, and I understand it. Tim, thank you. Appreciate it very much. And we'll add that to our list for Congressman Cramer on Wednesday. Back to our conversation with Liam McCulkey, and then more of your shout-outs, too, for vets coming up. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Leave those for us right there, and we'll get those on. So, Leo, today, all these years later, what most stays with you about your time? What missions do you most remember today?
The most important one, I shouldn't say important, because Berlin was the worst, and that was, I went there 3 times. I think the shuttle run was the one I remember the most, and I think you heard about the shuttle run.
Tell me about it.
They had 5 missions they called Frantic Operation. Frantic Mission was a mission from England to Russia to Italy and back to England. There were 5 of those. 3 of those were flown out of Italy, and 2 were flown out of England. I was on Frantic 5, which was the last one of the Frantic missions. We took off from England, fully loaded, bombs, guns, ammunition. We took off for Gdansk, Germany. That's northeast Germany, which was the target. We bombed there, flew on to Poland. No refueling. There was no air-to-air refueling in those days. The mission was 9.5 hours. We stayed there 3-4 days. My dad was from Germans from Russia, who was in Russia. And when he left, his dad bribed him out of Russia. So he never saw or heard from his parents again. So when I get there, I'm going to go see him or look him up. When I get to the gate, and then I get a bayonet in my back, and the guy's hollering "Stoy," which is, as far as I know, the only Russian word I knew, which meant stop. And I froze with that bayonet in my back. I couldn't understand him. He couldn't understand me, what the hell I was up to. So pretty soon here comes this interpreter, and it was a female. She says, "Where are you going, Yank?" I says, "I want to go visit my grandparents." She says, "You ain't leaving this base." I says, "Why not?" She says, "We don't want any of you Yanks to leave the base." Well, I didn't question it or say anything, but later on I found out they didn't want us Americans to see what Russia was really like, because it was bad. They were so backwards, it was pathetic. And they didn't want us to see that. Besides the fact that the first Frantic mission to Poltava, which is where we were headed to in Russia, when the Americans bombed and landed in Poltava and set up for the night, all the fighters that were with them and the bombers landed. And they no sooner landed, and here come the Germans. They followed them in and just wiped them out on the ground. And the Russians were so inept at anti-work, they were shooting at the Germans, mind you, with 30 caliber machine guns from the ground, hoping to stop them aircraft from bombing the hell out of the Americans, B-17s and fighters. And they just wiped them out.
Wow. Now, you come back from a frantic mission like that, this Frantic 5, as you called it, empty? You're coming back with every bomb, every bullet's been used?
Except on a couple of occasions. One time, I hate to tell you, but I was an armored gunner. I'm responsible for bombs, guns, and ammunition. We bomb, and were you ever in the B-17?
Yep.
You seen the bomb rack?
Right.
What the bomb bay is like?
Yep.
On the bottom rack, we had a bomb that hung up. The bomb is in the bomb bay like this.
Got caught. Didn't come out. It was supposed to drop?
Yeah, it was supposed to drop. Only one end was open. The other end was hooked up. Okay? Now, if you walked in the B-17, remember the catwalk in the Bombay? It's got the chains to hold on to walk. Well, I had to unhook that chain, hooked it to my parachute harness, and the chain was just allowed me enough room to get down in there and kick that bomb out.
Oh.
But the problem was we were over occupied territory. We were told, don't drop your bombs on occupied territory unless you absolutely have to. So we had to do it over the channel. And fortunately, that's where we were when I kicked it out. And another time we came back from the day, on D-Day we went out, and the overcast was so bad, we couldn't drop because of our troops. We didn't know where they were. So we didn't drop, and we came back with the whole load, which was scarier than hell. Full ammunition, full gas load, you know, and the whole works. Fortunately, we got it back. And then the next day we went back and dropped. And that was it. And then getting back to frantic, when we got to Russia, I got this deal settled with my dad. We had to go back into Poland to hit an oil refinery, which we did. And on the way back from the oil refinery, the top turret gunner's oxygen tanks are underneath his turret platform. And it got hit, and the oxygen went caught fire. I'm in the bull turret. These two parachutes go by me, and they look familiar. Both guys, it was a navigator and a bombardier. Then I come bailing out of the bull turret and found out that we were on fire. All the smoke had drifted down into the front of the aircraft where the bombardier and navigator were, and the pilot panicked. Told everybody to bail, but I didn't hear a word because I was in the process of getting out. And as a result, they left. They were gone. Now, that's between Treblinka and back to Poland. So we get to Poland, Russia. We get back into Russia, and now we know we have a bombardier and a navigator. Well, now it's my turn to be, because I'm in charge of bombs, guns, and ammunition. So they make me the bombardier, which is rather ridiculous when you stop to think about it, because all I did was toggle the switch. Bomb bay doors open, bombs away, bomb bay door closed, and I don't have bars on my shoulders as an officer to do that. And I don't get the pay, but I'm the bombardier. So we take off, and we bombed an oil refinery in Romania. I forget the name of it, but Bazoo, Romania.
Incredible memory, isn't it, to have so much attention to detail all those years later from Leo McCaulkey? Incredible. More of our conversation with him. More of your shout-outs for vets coming up.
Hopefully we have that kind of attention to detail when we get to that age.
Okay.
I don't know.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10? E85, E30, E40, do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff, one of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Excited today to be part of this broadcast, originally airing on Veterans Day. Today, Thanksgiving Day, a great day to remember each and every one of our veterans.
Yes, I had a minister back home. He was a World War II gunner, and his plane got shot down in Japan, or fight the Japanese. And he was captured and put in a bamboo cage. He said he went down from 185 pounds down to 87. He said the war hadn't ended, he would have probably died just a month or two. And in that bamboo cage, he said, I remember once praying for just a little bit more food. And the Japanese came there and they beat the person next to him to death and then gave him that food. And he always said he wondered why God answered his prayers that way. And he wasn't a religious man at the time, but he said if he got out of the war, that he'd become a minister, and he did. So that's my story.
Unbelievable. I could do this all day long, 24/7, listen to these stories. It's just phenomenal. Oh, man, this is so fun. A shout-out to veterans. Find a vet today. Do me that favor. Find a vet today. Thank a vet. They certainly deserve it. This is just so darn fun. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow, by the way. And Todd and I sleep on MyPillow. We love it. We encourage you to get one as well. And right now we have the best deal they've ever offered. 4 pillows, 2 premium, 2 go-anywhere. That's the smaller travel pillow for $99.98. $179 savings. And listen, you can use some of these for gifts. And the MyPillow extended money-back warranty. The guarantee now goes through March 1st. So you can buy them as gifts and still have that money-back guarantee all the way until March 1st. So you got the entire time to make sure this is the perfect pillow for you. So that's what I call no risk. And there's a 10-year warranty on it, too. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Pretty incredible. Jerry Napoleon, you had a shout-out for a vet. What's on your mind? Not letting me push Jerry. Doesn't look like Jerry. I can't push Jerry.
Hey there.
There, now I can hear you. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Scott, thank you. Hey, my grandfather was born in 1896, World War I, and I have the original picture of boot camp. You know?
Are you listening? You have his picture from boot camp from 19...
No, the whole platoon.
The whole platoon. Wow.
The whole platoon.
He's right.
There. This is me, this is my commander, this is whoever. I'll donate that picture. Just to, I don't know who to donate it to. Because nobody sees it.
Yeah, no, good idea, Jerry. We'll find a place for that, where that would be, so a lot of folks could see it and hear the story. I'd love to help you do that.
Born in Germany, Russia, whatever, say, Bessaraba. That's all I know. He moved to the States, and then from there, World War One started, and he had to go back over there, like in 1917, and like clean up duty. I don't know. Grandpa never said much about that, but You know?
Where was he from?
Say, honestly, I'm just thinking, say, Forbes.
Forbes, okay. Yeah, well, that's neat. Well, maybe we can find, you know, the closest. We'll find a spot for him. I'm going to have you hang on a sec so Manning gets your information, and we'll connect up
please,
and figure out a way to get that in a good spot. Yeah, it's a great story. Thanks so much, Jerry. Appreciate that. Unbelievable story.
He had to go right back to where he came from to fight in World War One, where he was born.
Yeah, unreal.
Wow. Unreal, correct.
That is. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it so much. Love the shout out to the vets. What was his name, by the way, Jerry? Bring Jerry back one sec. What was his name?
Jacob Deedy.
Jacob Deedy, Forbes, North Dakota. Pretty cool.
Pretty
all right.
Cool. It is.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate that. Great to hear from you. More coming up here, folks. Let's finish our conversation with Leo McCulkey. Sat down with him to hear the stories. And he told us a story that he probably shouldn't have, but I don't think it'll get him in trouble all these years later. On a B-17 that was loaded up like a liquor store that was headed for France. What was that all about? Tell us, Leo.
In the Bombay, headed for Toulouse, France. And the radio man called me, and he says, Mac, you better get up here. Why? He says, come on up. I'm in the ball turret. So I come back up out of the ball turret radio room, and here's, we had two bottles of cognac in the radio room, and when we got the altitude, they popped. And he's half drunk. So I sat down, and between the two of us, we have a little conversation.
You didn't want this to go to waste.
No,
the cork had popped, right?
So I had to get up front to throw the bomb loose for Toulouse, France, back into the radio room to the beer bottle, back to England. When we get to England, we ain't feeling no pain. Him or I. And the crew chief says, you guys must have had a good time. Yeah, I said, we had a hell of a good time. But we didn't tell him we had booze. We had discarded it before he was in charge of the airplane. And whatever went with or on that airplane was his responsibility. So we had to get it all out of there before he got wind of it, see? We made a hell of a nice profit.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, because that English booze was terrible.
Lots of customers when you got back.
Pardon?
You had lots of customers when you got back.
Oh, they just welcomed us with open arms once they knew we had the booze.
Yeah, that makes total sense. By the way, speaking of France, you recently received quite an honor, which is quite a deal. I really... a lot of the letter that came along with it and the actual award is the Knight of the Legion of Honor, the highest distinction and recognition of meritorious service in World War II operations, which led to the liberation of France. Two questions. One, did you grasp that when you were there? You know, that you're liberating France, that you're helping these countries? Was that part of, obviously, you're a soldier of the United States of America, but I mean, did... today to be recognized for France for freeing them, to see that kind of gratitude. Did you feel that when you were there then?
No. I had one thought in mind. Get the job done and get the hell out of here.
That's all that stuff was.
That's all that.
We're just here to do a job and we're gonna go home.
It was a job. That was it.
When did it sink in what you did, that you not only, you know, saved the country, but came back to build a country?
I don't think it really did.
And then you never, I mean, even when you got back to recognize what was done and saving the world and what the country was facing?
No, I never broached that subject that way.
What did you think of the gratitude these many years later from France?
Well, it was nice of them to do that, but I have my own opinion.
You're not a big fan of France, I'm guessing.
Not really.
Yeah, they've kind of... But I it is nice. It's nice to recognize that they know why they're free.
That's right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
That's
not only me, but all the other GIs that were there.
And a few of whom you still stay in touch with. I think that's pretty neat. You're still part of reunions and got one coming up, right?
I'm going Monday.
And what do you guys do with these reunions?
Well, my tail gunner, he and I are the only two left of the 10... He's bringing his family, his wife and two daughters. I'm bringing my son and daughter and my daughter-in-law. And everybody knows each other. So we're going to have two reunions, one for the bomb group and one for the for each one of us.
How many of these reunions have you been part of over the years? Do you have any idea?
Oh, over the years, 10, maybe 15.
You ever go and hear a new story?
No.
You just kind of polish them up, all the ones you've...
Wow.
You guys have all exchanged the stories.
A lot of them get embellished.
They do?
Oh, God, yes.
Kind of like fishing.
Yeah.
You know, the fish get bigger every time.
Right.
You know, keep telling the story. No, I hear you. I think it's goes without saying, though, that, you know, the people here now appreciate what you did in World War II. We don't have a chance to thank World War II vets that much anymore, and the Honor Flight was a wonderful opportunity to bring some folks, to have them see a memorial built in their honor, and for all of you to recognize those you left behind, and really a neat deal. But not only is France grateful, all of us other Americans that have benefited from what you did are grateful, so appreciate what you guys did.
I think that Honor Flight was the best thing they ever did. Everybody that went on it that I talked to thoroughly enjoyed it and said they were treated like kings, and they were, as you well know.
Yeah.
You were along.
Oh, no, it was fun. It was just so fun to watch all of you be able to be treated like that, because you earned it and deserve it. But it's also fun to see you be able to be with your fellow soldiers. So that was a great deal. I think a great chapter in North Dakota history that we took care of our vets in that regard.
I really enjoyed it.
The fact that you and your fellow soldiers in World War II, Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan, wars, I think people who go about their average everyday life not recognizing what's being done, and then if what you're talking about is those that oppose these wars and somehow think that what soldiers are doing in defending their country and serving their country is wrong, it's crazy.
They have no idea what it's all about. If I had my way, everybody who reaches the age of 18 should go to uniform, be in the service for at least 2 years, to understand what it's really like and what these guys are going through, and to get paid minimum wages, if you will, as opposed to what a congressman gets for doing nothing but harm, excuse me, no disrespect, but I have a low opinion of politicians who say one thing and do another, which most of them do. And if they had spent time in service to see what these guys really lived like and what they did, they'd have a different opinion.
Leo McCaulkey, what an incredible, incredible guy. We let him get on a soapbox a little bit there at the end. I think he's entitled, Todd, after all those years, right?
Thank God, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
He's earned it.
Incredible. Thanks, Leo. That was nice of you to do that for us. Sit down. And we're just getting an unbelievable amount of feedback from people who, like me, just riveted with all these conversations today. Pretty darn cool. Let me squeeze in Don in Selby, South Dakota here. Been waiting a while. Can you punch that up, Manny? For us? My buttons aren't working today. He's not close enough to the phone. All right, we'll take a little break. We're coming up on a break anyway, and we don't have enough time to do that, so... Todd, you want to punch some buttons? You like punching buttons, don't you? Yeah. You can't see it. Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll find out what the heck is going on with this little computer here. Veterans Day shout-out today on What's On Your Mind. And when we come back, last chance for a word about a veteran close to you. Give a word out. So 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Ryan in Fargo, Chris in Watford City will do that when we come back. Don't go away.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater, and I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas, there's sunrooms, they've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This was so much fun. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is Kane Parker from Williston, North Dakota. This is a shout-out to my grandfather, Larry Gamash, born and raised in Watford City, North Dakota, served on the aircraft carrier that was decommissioned off the coast of Florida here about 4 years ago. He spent a lot of his years, a lot of his life over there while his kids were born and raised over here in the States. He's still alive and very well to this day, along with his wife, my grandmother, Rose Gamash. They've been married for 36 years and still happy and healthy. I love him and thank him so much for his service.
Thanks for all the calls today. Fantastic. We really appreciate it. More coming up here in just a moment. Our Veterans Day broadcast today brought to you in part by our friends at Titan Outlet Store, where if you tell them Scott sent you, you get 11% off. That's right, 11% off outlet pricing. Can't beat that. And if you're in the market for a disc harrow, listen up, because they have a 2013 Wishick 862 disc harrow, 30-footer, single-fold, heavy-duty tandems with the highway tires, blades measure 29 inches across the unit, disc scrapers on all the gangs. And if you want to see this, go to TitanOutletStore.com or just call them. 218-233-3700, 218-233-3700.
833-3700. Stop and see him in Glendon, Minnesota. Or check him out online, TitanNautilusStore.com. How about that deal? All right. Todd, without any further ado, I believe I can do this now. Don, Selby, South Dakota, what's on your mind? Who's the shout-out you want to tell us about?
Oh, that? You had me scared there. I was wondering, well, am I on or am I off? I've got four people. Now, I was in the airports in Minot, you know, so. But my dad in Green Bay, Wisconsin, he was in Okinawa during the Korean War. I've got Richard Savage, who lives in Bismarck. Alan Morris, who lives in Bandan, and Larry Dresser, who passed away a few years ago, who lives in Center. They were all Vietnam vets. Just want to thank all the guys. Hopefully we'll get back and have a nice party one of these days.
There you go. Thanks, Don. Appreciate that. Brian Fargo, who's the shout-out go to? Thank a vet today, folks.
Well, I have so many that we don't even have time for, but two in particular. My mother was the first female engineering student at NDSU. This was back in 1949, and when Korea War fired up, she went off and joined the Air Force. Ended up being the first woman to ever retire out of any Guard or Reserve unit right here in Fargo, North Dakota.
Wow.
And then, she has a whole number of firsts, but you don't have time to get into all that. My stepdad was drafted, 19 years old, could never swim. His first assignment was day two of D-Day, Omaha Beach.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Got shoved out of the amphib in water above his head because they were all getting shot at with a 50-pound pack and a rifle and the whole bit. He learned how to swim real fast.
I bet he did. Imagine the fear, though. Wow, the bravery. Incredible.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that, Brian. That day, appreciate it.
Well, that day he got shot. He recovered, and yet he couldn't be a foot soldier anymore, so they put him driving a general around, and he ran over a landmine and got blown up.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, two Purple Hearts. He spent far more time in the hospital during his service than he ever did, you know, doing anything else. But, you know, I've got an uncle who served World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. My younger brother is a full-bird colonel now in the Air Force, and I only served one term. But
I tell you what, great stock, though. Families like you protect our freedom. God bless you. Appreciate you, Brian. Thank you. Chris in Watford, quick shout-out for a vet. Go ahead.
Me, my two brothers, my mother, my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather all served just about every war you can imagine. My grandfather, Wilbur Smith from South Dakota, had a kamikaze take out the USS Orestes. A bunch of men made it to a nearby island, and he just had this feeling, get into the trees. And sure enough, the other guys wanted to enjoy the beach. Those that didn't get into the trees, other Japanese fighters came and strafed the beach and killed so many of them. But if I could do one more shout out, it's to our Father in Heaven, who was with so many of us during those trying times. Every veteran that's ever been up against it has shouted a prayer, either in his heart or out of his mouth. And I'll tell you what, none of us could have done anything without him. And so I wanted you to give that thanks.
You bet. Amazing. You know, the B-17 that Hiram Drockey was on, he was the first hour guest that talked about his time on a B-17 as a navigator. Theirs was called Thy Will Be Done. And Tom Campbell's dad was on a B-17, was the guardian angel. But you're absolutely right. Think of the prayers. Incredible. Great story. Johnny and Tioga, let's get you in here quickly with a shout-out. Go ahead, Johnny.
I will be done.
Yeah.
Turn the radio down there.
Sunhagen, Sunhagen, Sand and Gravel. I want to call about my dad that was in the Air Force. And during the Korean conflict, he was crossing the bridge, and the bridge gave out on him and landed on him. Fortunately, it was in shallow water. And he was in cast from his chest down to his knees for 5 months, but he overcame all that, retired out of the Air Force. And I was stationed at Benoit Air Base in Vietnam in 72, and I have talked about a first sergeant I had that was over me. He was the spitting image of James Arness of Gunsmoke, same build and all that, except when he took his hat off, he was bald as an eagle. But I want to thank one veteran to another for their time of service, and I want to thank all the Americans for coming out and putting Donald Trump in charge of this nation, and for him having the cojones to try and turn this nation around and get it going forward. Thank
you
for your time.
New day in America. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate that. I wish Veterans Day was a day we just shut everything down and just listen to veteran stories and honor them for their service. God bless them. Find one, thank one. See you Monday, folks.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Hero, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers on all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.